In the car business, the way to make big money is to go big. Most of the profits come from big trucks, SUVs, and luxury cars. So now executives at Ford are taking on a daunting task in that company's financial turnaround, reviving the Lincoln car brand that was once the pinnacle of luxury. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
One of the ways to find out what the hottest cars are is to turn on your radio. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus, drop Beamer Benz Bentley, Beamer Benz
Bentley. Stars of today sing and rap about Lexus, Benz, and BMWs. That hasn't always been the case. Here's Frank Sinatra in 1962.
I like a new Lincoln with all of its class. I like a martini and bird on the glass.
That was when Lincoln stood for individuality, style, and sophistication. Now, for most people, Lincoln is the town car, the staple of retirement communities and airport limo stands.
Unfortunately, Lincoln has fallen so far down the pecking order when you're looking at luxury cars.
David Champion is with Consumer Reports.
And yet it used to be the pinnacle. And, you know, to allow a brand like that to diminish, I think, is sacrilegious.
Lincoln followed the path of many Detroit brands. It didn't compete when the German brands BMW and Mercedes hit American shores, and it fell further when the Japanese brands like Lexus came along. Executives at Ford are trying to change all that. The question is how. Turns out there is a blueprint for reviving a luxury brand.
There was us, and there was them at that time. And if you look at who them was, there was Lexus, there was BMW, and Mercedes.
Scott Kehoe is head of marketing at Audi. Kehoe says the company revived itself by separating its look and design from its parent company, Volkswagen. It made high-tech, cool cars, and it created an edgy ad campaign aimed at Generation X and Y.
We made an enemy, which I think you need to do to have an effective positioning. Who is your enemy? And our enemy is staid, archaic, old-school luxury. Fur coats, brass, marble, old country clubs. Dinosaurs. That's our enemy.
They made an enemy, but it worked. Audi is now the number two luxury brand globally, and it has the youngest average buyer. The reason all of this is important for car companies and the economy is money. To give you an example, 10% of Volkswagen sales are from Audi, but they make up more than 50% of the company's profits. And extra profits help a company support innovation, hire workers, build plants, especially in their home country. No global automaker, especially Ford, can leave those kinds of potential profits unclaimed.
This is the most exciting thing that you can do in our industry.
Jim Farley is the guy at Ford who's been tapped to turn things around for Lincoln. He's learned lessons from brands like Gucci and Burberry that fell by the wayside and made a resurgence.
So for us, we have to innovate literally every piece of this. The car, the brand, what people think of when they think of Lincoln, is an old person, is it a town car, or is it something new? What is that newness come from? What is it? And then, of course, the experience.
Farley is following the blueprint Audi laid out. He's hired a new ad agency and a hot young designer. Last summer, the company killed off the Lincoln town car. But most importantly, they're completely redesigning their lineup, starting with the MKZ, which comes out in the fall. Lincoln's Megan Gillum showed me a pre-production version.
And if you come along the back, you'll see a very athletic stance on the back as well. And we have the full-length LED tail lamps that go across Lincoln, which is also Lincoln's signature.
The new Lincoln looks very different from most cars on the road now. It has a huge retractable roof, which makes it close to a hardtop convertible. And Lincoln executives like Gillum are especially careful not to compare the new cars to Ford.
What would be equivalent size in another vehicle? This is like the size of, say, a Taurus?
It's the size of a Lexus ES. This is a very close competitor of ours.
Because you're not referring to the Ford equivalent.
Well, it's completely different from a Ford. It shares underpinnings, and that's where the similarities stop. Very few shared parts. The exterior is completely different. Not even so much as one piece of glass is shared.
Most people in the car business say it could take up to a decade for Lincoln to make a true turnaround. Now, that would be a real sign the American car industry is back. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.